Compass FM with Steph. We welcome on the phone from the Hiranui District, the sunny Hiranui District, Mayor Murray Black. How are you, Murray?
Oh, good morning, Steph. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And I thought that might actually be a nice starting point for us, Murray. How is the Hiranui District? Because it is so sunny and so exceptionally dry.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. You know, there are many people around that will be enjoying these autumn days, but when you're a food and fibre producer, primary producers within our district, you know, the lack of significant rain will be worrying for many people. So, you know, I just want to, alert the whole community around that, and also for people to be to be mindful of their neighbours and you know, look after their neighbours in that time.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, North Canterbury Rural Support Trust is always available to talk to and give a hand as well. I just see today that the Wyo School Trail Ride, they've also just cancelled it today because the fire risk up in that district, and they just want to make sure that the farms and the farmers are all safe, as well as all the riders as well too. So yeah, tough call, but the right call.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm aware of a few significant events. I think the dog trials also, and mainly that was concerned for additional feed required for the sheep that actually also participate in the dog trialing event, you know. So, but they have a huge impact on the morale of our district. So, you know, for all of your listeners to be aware of that, and to look after friends and neighbours, and just keep a watching brief over people's health and their mental health, I guess, in this space, because it's distressing, because there isn't anything significant on the horizon for those primary producers to feel, you know, feel that promise of, you know.
Yeah, you feel a little bit, you know, hand-tied, essentially. There's not a lot you can do, and unless the rain turns up, you know, you could try everything under the sun. But as you're saying, maybe talk to your neighbour, pop over and take some scones, have a cup of tea, or also support them at the markets as well too, the Amberley markets and the many others and around the district. So yeah, show us your support as well too. Appreciate it very much so. Now, Murray, I thought we'd talk about the long-term plan, because that is on the table. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about that, what that means to our community and how we can help?
Sure. So the long-term plan is a significant piece of work for local government, and it's where we bring our thoughts, our ideas together on the projection for the next 10 years. So we're in the middle of working with our community to receive their feedback on our long-term plan, and which will take our district through the next 10 years. So we're actually having a launch of our long-term plan tomorrow night, Thursday the 4th of April at 6:30 in the Amberley Domain. There will be a couple of opening speeches, and then we've got a movie called The Pecking Order, which is actually quite a fun movie, I understand. So there'll be a chance for people to perhaps bring their picnic tea and relax and enjoy that movie, and then there will be a little bit of time for, you know, chatting with their elected members and council officials. But that's our launch, and then there'll be other public sessions, and feel free to make contact with your local elected member and get a group together and just understand the process of the long-term plan and what it means for our district.
Absolutely. We'll share that on our Compass FM Facebook page, those public meeting dates as well too. And they'll be at the Amberley Farmers Market and also the Hamner Springs Village Market throughout April. Hey, with this pecking order, are you going along to the movie as well too, Murray? And can we take the kids?
100%. I'm pretty sure that we would appreciate everybody coming along, and you know, as I said, bring your picnic tea and just sit back and enjoy a bit of movie time. So I'm told that it has got some really humorous parts to it. So, but I haven't seen the movie, so I'm only going on people's opinions.
Yeah, definitely worth a look. So make sure you check that out on our Facebook page, as well as the Hiranui District Council's website. Now, Murray, can you tell us about, you briefly spoke to me off here, sorry for the short lead-in time today, about a health symposium that you're going to be talking at, I believe?
Correct. So there is a rural health symposium being held in Wellington starting tomorrow through to Saturday. I'm actually only able to attend on the Friday, but I've been invited to participate in a discussion around rural health provision, particularly in relation to crime, which is a unscheduled need for health service within our district. So just to give a rural lens to that. So I'll do that via Zoom link tomorrow because I'm committed to the district, and we've just talked about the launch of our LTP, but we'll be attending that in person on Friday to get a better understanding, I guess, of the issues around rural health and the provision of that. So where I can support that, I'm 100% behind that.
That is a fantastic symposium because, as you're saying, it's you're such a huge district. I mean, the Haurangi covers a vast area, and don't you have like something like seven other councils that are sort of in with your area, like on the borders of? Is that how many you have that you work with?
Well, our boundaries with those. Yeah, that's correct.
So it's huge. It's right. It's a massive area and lots of isolation. So being able to have the needs of the rural community discussed, which will hopefully, of course, it's going to benefit everyone, and putting some things in place for everyone for the future.
Yeah, I guess for context, Steph, the Haurangi district is the fourth largest by land mass in the country, covering 8,640 square kilometres. So our land mass is huge, by contrast to many others. And of course, we balance that with our population base is low, but our land mass is significant. So, you know, that's the challenge we face. But I also, to put that in context, I think it's the piece that we love about our district as well, is that we have relatively sparse population, and we can appreciate, you know, our local natural environment. So, you know, that's a healthy tension that we have to manage.
Yeah, and just meeting those needs for the people in the district as well too. Murray Black, thank you so much for your time today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we finish up?
No, look, I think we've done really well, so look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night in Amberley at 6:30, and have a great week.
Wonderful, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks very much, Murray Black, the Mayor from the Haurangi District. We will catch you back next week.
Thank you.
Compass FM.